As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Where's your freedom? This one needs a brand new freedom. Weed and the key. Weed and the key into life. Let's beat them. Weed them smartphones, don't beat them. Borders, what's up with that? Politics, what's up with that? Police shots, what's up with that? Identities, what's up with that? Your privilege, what's up with that? Vote people, what's up with that? Vote people, what's up with that? The realness, what's up with that? The new world, what's up with that? I'm gonna keep up on all that. Guns blows doors to the system. Yeah, fuck 'em when we say we're not with them. We're solid and we don't need to kick them. This is no Southeast and Western. Yeah, guns close doors to the system. Yeah, fuck 'em when we say we're not with them. We're solid and we don't need to kick them. This is no Southeast and Western. Solid and we don't need to kick them. This is North, South, East and Western. Yeah, guns close doors to the system. Yeah, fuck them when we say we're not with them. We're solid and we don't need to kick them. This is North, South, East and Western. We're representing peeps, seven players on the app. And we're talking in our sleep, just to listen on the system. We're sitting on the stoop, where we get our scoop. This is how we keep it cool and this is how we do. Sitting on the stoop, where we get our scoop. This is how.
Good morning. You are tuned in now to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. My name is Eleanor. I will be your host for the next hour for this show, which is called Femme Concept. On this show, I play 100% FemCon. And for those of you who don't know what that is, I'm going to start today's show off with an explanation. Sometimes I do it in the middle, but today I'm going to do it at the beginning. So a piece of music that is considered FemCon has a self-identified female in two of four categories, and those categories are music composition, lyrics, producing, or performing. And the reason that this show is 100% FemCon is because I believe it is very important to continue to raise awareness and make space for voices such as women's voices who have traditionally been underappreciated and represented in the music industry. We started things off today with a track by MIA that was called Borders, which was off of her most recent album, AIM, which came out back in September of 2016. And I started with this song because it's what I'm going to focus on with today's show, which is music without borders. As many people maybe know who are listening, in the U.S. right now, the new president has been doing absolutely atrocious things, one of which being the travel ban, which sought to keep refugees from entering the U.S. for 120 days and to keep immigrants from predominantly Muslim nations out of the U.S. for 3 months. Fortunately, a lot of people have been mobilizing in America and in Canada, actually, as well, against this. One group being the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, and on February 10th, a big court in the U.S., Court of Appeals, they unanimously refused to reinstate the president's executive order that was attempting to ban people from entering the country. So, it's been a tumultuous time in America, and a lot of people are coming out and making statements about the power of having a diverse group of people in the country and in all countries and in all cities and towns. And that's kind of what I want to focus on today. So starting with MIA was important because she was actually a refugee herself. She moved from Sri Lanka to Britain when she was 9 and has explained in several interviews how important she thinks multiculturalism is, how integration is super important in terms of contributing to culture and creativity and learning from differences and learning from each other. So I agree with all of that. And today I'm going to play music from people who come from all around the world, music that I maybe wouldn't have been able to hear or maybe wouldn't even exist at all if it weren't for immigration, if it weren't for multiculturalism, celebrating difference, appreciating other cultures, and, you know, just striving for a diversity of voices within all art forms. Today is also February 14th, it's Valentine's Day, and the 27th annual Women's Memorial March in the Downtown East Side, which honors the lives of missing and murdered women and all women's lives lost in the Downtown East Side. So I'll talk about this a little bit more later on and play some music by Indigenous artists. That's starting at 12 downtown at Main and Hastings. So if you aren't doing anything today, it's not too late. You could still go. All right, moving right along here, I'm going to play a song called Welcome to the Jungle by Aradhana Patel. She is a musician who is based in New Zealand, and this track is off of her album Brown Girl, which she says explores her personal experiences as a mixed-raced New Zealander of Samoan and Indian descent. The album focuses on love and bravery, and it was her way to, quote, connect with young women and girls who feel judged, scrutinized, and hindered by stereotypes attached to their non-white skin.
Welcome to the jungle, where things will never be the same. You can try to hang on the outside, but in time you well will run dry. I say welcome, welcome to the jungle, where things will never be the same. You can try to hang on the outside, but in time you well will run dry. I say welcome.
Yeah.
That was This Is by Sneaks. And before that, it was also Sneaks with the track True Killer. You are tuned in now to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. Both of those tracks were off of Sneak's album Gymnastics, which was just re-released by Merge Records, but originally came out back in 2015 on Danger Records. Sneak's next full-length album is going to be out in March on Merge. It's called It's a Myth. Very excited for that one. Sneaks is the project of Eva Mulchan, a Washington, D.C. based musician whose parents are from the U.S. and Ethiopia. Going along with the theme of Femme Concept today, which is music without borders, focusing on music from people from all around the world and chatting a little bit about why that is so important. Or I don't know. I don't know how much talking I'm really going to do. I kind of want to let the music speak for itself, to be honest. I will say, though, that it was really cool to see, on the one hand, it was really cool to see how many people following the travel ban, as some people are calling it, the president of America tried to put into practice. So many people were posting and creating playlists of music by artists from the countries that the ban targeted, which were, one sec, I have it written down here, Syria, Iraq, Iran, Libya, Yemen, and Somalia. People were putting together playlists and like lists of authors and other artists, which is really cool. But something that I noticed about the music playlists, which is something that I always notice, is that they were predominantly comprised of men, which is something that, again, it's an ongoing issue that I see in music that is promoted by people in the world, music that gets the most accolades and support. So it was awesome that people were doing that, but I wanted more. I wanted more women in there, but I always want more women. So, you know, what can you do? Okay, so before you heard the Sneaks, you heard two tracks by Downtown Boys. Downtown Boys are self-described bilingual political dance sax punk party, and I've seen them live, and I can verify that this is, in fact, very accurate. We heard the track Wave of History, and that was followed by the track Monstro. Both of those were off of the album Full Communism, which came out back in 2015, so a few years ago. Great album. Love the track Monstro. That's definitely my favorite track. Downtown Boys are, like I said, from Providence. Their front woman, Victoria Ruiz, and guitarist Joey DeFrancesco have done a lot of interviews and talked a lot about how they want to bring a Latin influence into punk rock. Several of their songs, as you may have noticed in the song Monstro that I played, have lyrics both in English and Spanish. Ruiz has Mexican heritage. I'm not too sure about DeFrancesco and the rest of the band, but there's a really great little tidbit about one of the other songs on the album called Has Algo. And some of the lyrics are translated from a song that Joey DeFrancesco had written that was called Pick a Side. Whether it's sung in Spanish or English, the message is the same. It's to do something, to say something. As Victoria says, say what you think and how you feel and choose it and stand by it and don't be worried about how people liking you or disliking you because of what you've said. It may hurt, it may not be easy, and it may not be fun in the short term, but in the long term, it really does make an impact and it really does shift power. And I think that's a really important message. And a lot of their other songs on Full Communism and from EPs before that carry the same political weight and ideas. So you should definitely go check those out as well if you liked that saxophone punk. Okay, cool. Up next, we've got a track by Nancy Pants. Nancy Pants are one of my favorite Canadian bands at the moment. They are based out of Montreal, and back in October of 2016, they released a album called Volume 27 EP. Really, really great. There is a review of this up on the LaSai, which is a great website dedicated to music by women, queer, and non-binary artists. And I'm just going to read from that review because they say it better than I can. So they say, there are many interesting items to note about Nancy Pant's latest release, Volume 27 EP, starting with the album artwork, which features front person O'Hara Hale's mother, a Japanese model who at the age of 27 made her move to the U.S., when you look at the track list, one may notice that not all of the songs are in English, as the last track of the album is a Japanese re-recording of Total Nancy Pants' track Happy. This was recorded in hopes of releasing an all Japanese language EP. So I'm going to play the song Kokoro, which has O'Hara, the lead singer, singing in Japanese, but also features the vocals of Julie Duran, another Canadian musician, singing in French. Yeah, so really great track. Love Julie Duran. Some of you may know her from the band Eric's Trip, or more recently for her solo work. This is Kokoro by Nancy Pants. Enjoy.
Nakara Boost your resume by studying abroad and get that dream job. Don't miss the Graduate School Fair at The Nest, UBC, on Wednesday, March 1st, or the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Thursday, March 2nd at the Vancouver Convention Center. Admission is free. Come early to catch our feature seminar on scholarships. For more info, visit our website at www.studyandgoabroad.com.
The Thunderbirds just keep flying. Join us this Saturday as CITR Sports brings you UBC Basketball. The unstoppable Thunderbirds men and women, led by superstars Madison Penn and Connor Morgan, will look to claw through UNBC in their final homestand before the playoffs. Tip off at 5 p.m. this Saturday from War Memorial Gym, only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Now, when you were starting out as a writer, you were black, impoverished, homosexual. You must have said to yourself, gee, how disadvantaged can I get?
Well, no, I thought I hit the jackpot.
Oh, great.
It was so outrageous, you could not go any further, you know. It had to be, so you had to find a way to use it.
Curated by Barbara Chirinos in partnership with Viff Van City Theater, the annual Black History Month film series shines a spotlight on African North American film and history. This year's program encompasses music, political protest, spiritual, emotional, enterprise, and endeavor. The centerpiece of Black History Month at Van City Theater is the exclusive Vancouver premiere of the Academy Award-nominated documentary I Am Not Your Negro, screening from February 24th. Other highlights include Julie Dash's seminal Daughters of the Dust, the music films Molly Blues and Sign of the Times, and a new Canadian documentary about the untold history of black hockey players, Soul on Ice.
That's the track Slow by Jasem off of the album Turn Into, which came out back in July 2016. And Jasem is going on tour with the Courtneys this spring. Very exciting. Stoked to see her play here a couple times. Before Jasem, we heard a track by Nancy Pants called Kokoro that was featuring Julie Duran off of their album Volume 27 EP. So today's show, playing music without borders, music from... I want to adjust what I said a little bit earlier. I said music by people from around the world, and part of that is true, but it's also music by people who are from Canada or from America, who were born there, but maybe their parents or their grandparents came from other parts of the world, traveled to, immigrated, or moved to a different country to live there. And I want that to continue to be able to happen. I want to learn from people whose heritage and cultures and backgrounds are different from mine and have them express that through their music, because I think we're all better for it. So Jasem is an Asian American woman and has spoken a lot about the power of being able to bring that that experience and her experience growing up in America to her music. Recently, she actually went on a tour with Mitski and who else? I can't remember. Oh, Michelle from Japanese Breakfast, and spoke about the power of it being three Asian American women on a bill together, and how that's something she never would have seen when she was growing up and was into music. So really cool to see that progress that is happening. Can't wait to see her play next month. All right, so as I mentioned earlier in the show, today is February 14th. It is Valentine's Day, and also the 27th annual Downtown Eastside Women's Memorial March. So for those of you who are not aware, the Women's Memorial March is an event that's been happening since 1992. It was first started in response to the murder of a Coast Salish woman on Powell Street in Vancouver, and the march was born out of this. Happens on Valentine's Day to express compassion, community, and caring for all women in Vancouver's Downtown Eastside on unceded Coast Salish territories. So yeah, it's been happening for 27 years. It's open to anybody who wants to show solidarity and support for this community and to stand up against the violence that has been going on for decades, centuries, against women, and in particular Indigenous women. Really important thing to be a part of. The group that organizes it is women who are from the Downtown East Side, because in this area, women face physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual violence on a daily basis. As the organizers say, the march is an opportunity to come together to grieve the loss of our beloved sisters, to remember the women who are still missing, and to dedicate ourselves to justice. So, yeah, it's a lot. I'm going to be going to the march after this. Hopefully, if you're listening and you haven't made up your mind yet, this will encourage you to do so. Right now, I'm going to play a brand new song by Leanne Simpson. She is a Michi Anishinaabe artist. I'm saying that incorrectly, I know. She's based in Peterborough, Ontario, has some really fantastic music, and today released a new track called Under Your Always Light. She's an Indigenous artist who's been making music and writing both poetry and some more academic writing for quite some time now. The music video, as I'm reading online, it's essentially a mini documentary of a boxer's training, placed in Simpson's own cultural context. So it's bound to be a good one. It was directed by Ellie Tailfeathers, who's a Blackfoot Sami filmmaker who's done some really, really incredible film work. I'd highly recommend checking her out. And after we play some Leanne Simpson, we're going to hear a track by Morning Coop and some other artists. Stay tuned.
Before I turn and lay my head down, loss. I'm thinking of her escaping past stolen, walking across loss, walking over shame, holding fire in her heart like all her descendants so effortlessly do. Light.
You are listening now to Femme Concept on CITR Radio, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories in Vancouver. My name is Eleanor. I am the host of this show that we are almost at the end of. You just heard the track Fight by Tanya Tagak off of her album Animism. Tanya Tagak is a very celebrated Inuit throat singer. She's an artist, an advocate, and, as many have said, very fearless about using her voice. Animism came out in 2014. Since then, she's also released Retribution, which she talks about the destruction of the planet, the judicial system that has really not done, not acted in the way that it's supposed to, amongst many other things. So go check out Retribution and Animism. Before Tanya Tagak, we heard the track Color of Pomegranates by Morning Coop. That Morning Coop is the project of Chandra Melting Tallow, who is a performance artist, a vocalist, musician. She is from the Siksika Nation, currently based, and is currently based in Vancouver. And at the very top of that set, it was the track Under Your Always Light by Leanne Simpson, Anishinaabe musician, artist, activist, writer, fantastic person all around, that just came out today. Actually, that song and a music video to go with it. So, yeah, check it out. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stay tuned. Stay on CITR. There's lots of great stuff coming up. I hope to see you next week or in 2 weeks when I'm on air again. And I hope you take care of yourself today in whatever way that looks like for you.
Up next is Parts Unknown with DJ Chris Arific on CITR.